Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Captain Sandy Melvin. The captain part, I like, Sandy. You know, that's a neat deal. But bass fishing's your game, man.
Well, it's always been my first love. You know, I'm originally from North Carolina, even though I've been in Florida now for, about 25 years. But I grew up in southeastern North Carolina fishing farm ponds and chasing bass around with my grandfather, who owned a little tackle shop, and my other grandfather, who had a farm and some ponds on it. So I've been a bass guy for a long time. The tarpon and the redfish and all that stuff came later.
Well, you know, it's really a neat deal to be able to take something that's your passion, that's your love, and turn it into something that you make a living out of. And, you know, you're a guide, you fish the FLW trail, and now you're a little bit involved with the NASCAR business. How about that?
Oh, it's pretty good stuff, isn't it? I'm just very fortunate. You know, I've been able to secure some great sponsors, you know, in the sport, which is what enables me to fish the FLW Tour and the Everstart Tour, and even a few BASS opens when I get the opportunity. My major sponsor on the NASCAR side of things is NASCAR Scene and Illustrated Magazine, which is based in Charlotte, of course, NASCAR country there, and they've been great sponsors of mine and give me an opportunity to go to some NASCAR races and meet a few drivers, and they're very supportive of me and, matter of fact, the whole sport of bass fishing.
Well, you get to rub elbows with a few guys that might know a little bit about driving. Ryan Newman's one of them.
Yeah, Newman, and Newman probably is the biggest bass fisherman out of all the drivers that I've met. Bobby Labonte also enjoys his bass fishing, so does Ward Burton. But and I see Tony Stewart around at a couple of charity events that we've done. But and he's always for one of the first to make the call when they call for bass fishing drivers there. But I know Newman is really into it, and I know he enjoys it, so I haven't had an opportunity to fish with him yet, but we've talked about it, and hopefully somewhere down the road we'll get a chance to do that.
Well, we're going to try to rifle him out a little bit and get him on Bass Fan Radio too, right?
Sure. I assume he'll probably, you know, those guys, their schedule is just unbelievably tight, but I'm sure if he gets a free moment, it's not hard to get Newman to talk about bass.
Well, you know, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is you've been doing this a long time. You talked about growing up in North Carolina and you know, being a big Tar Heels fan, of course, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, you get that going, and then, you know, you start moving to the South. Now you live in Florida, of course, but, you know, you get to fish 12 months out of the year. That's got to be fun.
Oh, it's great. Actually, today, as a matter of fact, Dave Lauer on the Snickers team, it also fishes on the FLW Tour, was in town. We've got a little time to kill here between the Okeechobee tournament and the Chaffalai Basin tournament, so he stopped in today, and we went out and had a good day catching trout on little jigs out in the bay today. It was pretty cold and windy down here today. We had a big front, but we had a good time and probably caught 15 or 20 trout today.
Well, you know, the diversification of the bass fishermen, I think, is kind of neat. You know, a lot of them golf, a lot of them, you know, do saltwater fishing, you know, and NASCAR racing, all that kind of stuff kind of follows in suit, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, when we go to all these different lakes and different parts of the country, if you're not a very versatile fisherman, you're going to struggle. I know a lot of guys are you know, very adept at a certain technique or whatever, but I think really the top guys and the most consistent guys on the tour, I think they'll say their versatility is a big part of that.
Well, you know, you talk about Chaffalaya, and you just got done with Okeechobee, did very well in that tournament.
Well, I did okay. I ended up 56. You know, I've been fairly consistent by being in the top 75s here in the last couple of years since I've really started doing this, but I haven't been able to get to that next level, you know, which I can, as a professional, feel that I'm certainly missing out on. You know, I'd really like to see myself hitting in this top 20s a little more often, so that's my goal, and it's, you know, to stay in the top 20 of the BassFan.com World Rankings, or the State Farm World Rankings. That's where I'd really like to be. That would really, you know, help my career along, I believe.
Well, you know, and you look at, you know, rankings as a whole. You know, FLW has their championship, of course, Bass has theirs, and now we're going to have a Top Gun championship. I know a lot of guys are shooting for that.
Oh, I certainly am. Yeah, I just looked on my ratings today. I've got a little ways to go, though, but I think I'm going to come on a little stronger. I'm working hard at it. I'm just now finished my third year at the tour level, you know, so I'm still learning a lot of these lakes. I feel comfortable that I've got a grasp of what I need to do. I just haven't been able to get on the quality of fish that I need for that 2 to 4 day period of the major events. So I'm looking for that recognition of when I'm on the right fish to really go for a win. Right now I'm I'm basically fishing for the points. You know, I want to make sure I'm at that FLW championship this year. So if nothing else, I am fishing a little conservatively, I guess. But I want to be at that championship and have that, what is it, a 1 out of 13 chance at $500,000. That's really where I want to be.
Well, I know Irwin Jacobs is a guy that's talking about $1 million for that championship somewhere along the line. That'll be really neat. But, you know, you think about it, a lot of guys fish tournaments locally in the regional level. You know, you're fishing one day, and it really comes down to, you know, 3 days or 4 days now. You know, you really got to have a game plan that's going to allow you to be on more than just one day's worth of fish.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. I mean, it's very rare that you can go through 4 days in one area. You've got to have the gumption to pick up and move and go to a different area of the lake or the river or wherever we're at on an understanding of the weather changes or the wind direction. You almost have to fish each day like it's a practice day. And it takes a while, and it really does take a lot of experience at the higher levels to really have the confidence to leave an area where you maybe caught 12 or 14 pounds one day. And even though in your heart you know you really want to go back in that area, your mind will say, well, you know, I think I got the most out of that area. I was going to get out of that area. I have to go to this new area and start over from scratch and focus and concentrate and get the biggest stringer I feel like I can get from that area. I think that's one of the major strengths of guys like Alton Jones and Jay Ellis and those guys that are really up there in the top of the sport. You know, they have that confidence to move right on into new areas on any given day and fish for the day. You have to fish the day, not where you want to be, but you need to fish where you need to be.
Well, you know, as an amateur angler myself, a lot of times you look and you know, you think, well, you know, how do I adjust on the water? And really, I see the key difference between a guy like you maybe and a guy like me that's a weekend angler is the fact that you can adjust on the water maybe a little quicker and maybe know when those conditions change what you have to do.
Well, that's it. It's all experience. You know, you see a lot of young guys come into the sport and do really well at times, but, you know, there's no substitute for experience out here. And I know even though I'm a little older than a lot of the younger guys, I'm 45, and I've really gotten into the higher level of fishing here just recently in the last few years, you definitely notice that the experience seems to win out over time, you know.
Well, it's very, very critical. You know, you look at last year's Angler of the Year, you know, the race, that thing went right down to the wire both in FLW and in BASS. And, you know, it seemed like that the old guys kind of came out okay on that end of the stick.
Oh, sure. You know, I just marvel at guys like Larry Nixon, you know, and Rick Klun, both of those guys. You know, I mean, they're certainly a credit to the sport, and you know, if I could fast forward 20 years from now and look back over my career, if I could come anywhere near what those guys did, I'd certainly be happy.
Well, we got a great sport for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, the competition's there, you know, and as you get older, there's really no age limit that says you can't fish. That's really neat. But the other thing that's neat about it is you're really not fishing against other competitors. You're fishing against Mother Nature to a certain extent.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's your first focus. You've got to go out and fish against the fish. I mean, there's just no other way about it. Other competitors will factor into play, you know, according to, you know, how big or how small a body of water is fishing, you know. So there are other competitors do, you know, provide variables that you have to consider. You know, you can't just fish against the fish. You'd like to, but it's, I would say if you had to rank, you know, give it a percentage, yeah, 80% of your time you have to be focused against the fish. 20% of the time you do have to be aware of what other competitors are doing because that will affect areas that you're able to fish.
Well, that's a great point. You know, you're looking at 200 anglers now in an FLW Tour event potentially, and when you have that many anglers on a smaller body of water, pretty much every area is covered up.
Oh, yeah, it can get tight in a hurry. You know, if you come into one creek on a lake, say like the Wood Lake Wheeler in Alabama or Old Hickory in Tennessee, and you know, you enter a creek at any given time, there's going to be, you know, 8 to 10 other tournament boats in this creek. And while you're fishing whatever pattern you're running, let's suppose if I'm looking for brush piles, for instance, if I notice, you know, two or three other guys are in there, but they're throwing shallow running crankbaits or they're out in the middle of the creek jigging spooning or whatever they're doing, you know, they factor into it. But if there's another guy in that creek searching around for the same type of brush piles you're looking, you want to try to avoid following that guy. It doesn't bother you to follow the other guys because you're going to catch fish that he wouldn't catch and vice versa. But you do need to be aware of everything around you.
Well, Sandy, I appreciate you being with me. Good luck along the trail, and we'll keep up with you.
Thank you very much. I do want to say thank you for the support of my sponsors before I leave. I tell you, without Ranger Boats and Yamaha Outboards and Garmin Electronics and Pure Fishing and especially my local Ranger dealer, North Lake Marine, it'd be hard for me to be out on the tour. So thanks to all those guys for supporting me, and I hope to do better and make them proud of me in the future.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.